Monday, October 16th. The main discussion this morning was on the Washington Post attack of yesterday and today on the Chapin story. The president makes the point that the main thing they're trying to do is tie in the president and say he didn't tell the truth regarding the fact that no one in the White House was involved in Watergate. He feels there's no problem regarding the little games and stuff. The real question that concerns him is how Ziegler deals with the Kalmbach involvement. Thinks he ought to hit it with some sarcasm, saying, "Surprised you haven't brought Pat Nixon in, too. She's also a graduate of SC, and so is O.J. Simpson." Thinks Ron should hit that the issues are being invaded because the opposition press obviously feels that it doesn't have a good case on the issues. On the president's view, he's spoken out against violence. He's given orders that are carried out, that there's to be no violence or disruption of rallies, and if you've noted, there's been none of McGovern's, while our opponent has not said anything about the heckler's violence and so on us. First, we cannot condone what was done. Second, we must separate it from the Watergate. The whole purpose of this, from their viewpoint, he thinks, is the last burp of the Eastern establishment. The only thing he's basically concerned about is to be sure we don't lie and be sure we don't condone any bad activity. Make the point that we're running a high road campaign, no name calling, we're hitting hard on the issues, that the president is the victim of the dirtiest campaign ever conducted against a president of the United States. We should start using the line of the Eastern establishment press, make the point that they're strangely silent on all this stuff against us. Also the point that the Post and the Times praise spies when they're related to the Anderson papers, the Pentagon papers, the India-Pakistan matter. But because of their double standard, they don't seem to be concerned with spying when it doesn't involve the security of the country. Ed Ehrlichman later today suggested that Segretti sue the Post for libel and give the Star a statement on it. He made the interesting point that after the election, we will have awesome power with no discipline. That is, there won't be another election coming up to discipline us. And then we've got to do our planning on that basis. He did the POW wives at the last minute this morning. We ran him in because we had no story to counter the post-espionage story or sabotage story. So I went in and talked him into going over in the last minute to do the POW wives after just having talked Henry into doing likewise. The president went instead of Henry. Henry left for Paris today. He got a great reception, given one of the best talks he's given, got a chance to get in all of his key points, so it was a very worthwhile run. Rogers had a number of problems today. He called and said there's an embarrassing thing about to happen. Then in the evening, he got into a flap with Haig about whether he could have the Vietnam papers to study. The president ordered that they be kept at the White House and not copied, but the Rogers could come over to the White House and look at them. And he also had a problem on Korea, where President Park is going to declare martial law. Rogers wanted to send a strong cable to him to try and turn him off from blaming our China move and our Vietnam peace efforts for his doing this. He did send the cable with the president's approval. End of October 16th.